Thank you, Secretary Spellings. And thank you for all you're doing to increase and extend President Johnson's vision and legacy for this country. I am so pleased to be here with Congressman Green, Congressman Chet Edwards, who helped us so much, not only in this bill, but in so many other things for our country, and especially President Johnson's daughters, Linda and Lucy, and the myriad of children and grandchildren. It's a wonderful day for all of us. And through the years, of course, we all came to know Lady Bird Johnson. I found her to represent the best of our country. She exemplified dignity, kindness, and graciousness. She was one of our most beloved first ladies. And I was saddened, like everyone here, like all Americans, by her passing earlier this year. I'm sure that she and the President are looking down right now, so proud of this accomplishment. President Johnson's commitment to education started at an early age. As Secretary Spellings said, when he was 19 years old, he borrowed $75 to enter Southwest Texas State Teachers College in San Marcos, and then devoted a year after graduation to teaching those children in Cotulla, Texas. She read the quote that he used when he was talking about that experience. The rest of that quote, I thought, also showed what an indelible impression those children made on him. He said, "I made up my mind that this nation could never rest while the door to knowledge remained closed to any American." Well, we all know that Lyndon Johnson never rested. During his six-year presidency, he signed over 60 education bills, including, of course, the Elementary and Secondary Education Act and the Higher Education Act. He also launched Project Head Start, which was something that Lady Bird picked up and really made part of her legacy as well. In a sense, President Johnson was our first education president. He wanted to make sure that high-quality education was available to every American, regardless of race, gender, or economic circumstance. He opened the doors for opportunity for millions of Americans, and we are grateful for those heroic efforts. But he would be the first to acknowledge, as Secretary Spellings said, that we have a long way to go to bridge the gap between opportunity and success. He once said, "We must open the doors of opportunity, but we must equip our people to walk through those doors." The Department of Education is leading the effort to equip America's youth to walk through those doors to become the successful leaders of tomorrow. But now America is being challenged by rising powers like China and India, and we must refocus our education efforts to meet that challenge.